Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
We're in the studio and we're talking about romantic types and what that says about us. Bit of a self-report, it's a bit embarrassing, it's a bit like peeking out from behind your hands, like, who, me? Guilty girls. Enjoy.
Guilty girls.
Okay.
Well, we're in the studio, everyone.
Yeah, you might be able to tell. The energy is off.
Stiff.
No, it's good. We are well rested, but we're well fed.
I'm happy with what we've done today.
Me too.
As in,
once we've done this, I'll be really happy. Yeah.
Shall we just talk about what has happened today?
I came in my period for one.
Yeah, you did. That's the big news of the day.
Yeah.
Second big news of the day. So we're in the studio. We got here on time, perfectly.
Great timing from us.
We looked on the little rotor outside the room. Uh oh. Straight after us, double booked.
Double booking.
The news.
The news.
Yep,
you heard
in.
That right.
So we were like, okay, we've got 2 hours to film our little Taylor Swift video.
Before Chris Tarrant comes in.
Before the news enters the room. Chris Tarrant. Because we'd also booked the afternoon, but the news had also booked it.
Before Benjamin, what's his name? Ben Shepherd.
Got no, yeah, that rings a bell. I've got no idea.
But we've nailed it so far.
Yeah, so we then filmed these weird videos, which you might see. We made one of that hopefully I think we're going to continue the discussion of.
Yeah,
now,
right now.
About types and stuff. And then we were like, we left for lunch, popped our heads around to see if the news were in here. Turns out the news aren't in here. We've got the room.
We're still in here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So we just ate some katsu curry in here.
It was really good.
And then I was scared that the news were going to walk in whilst we were eating the curry.
I wasn't. I was fully immersed in my katsu experience.
It was delicious, wasn't it?
It was really good.
The salad was nice.
I feel like I forced you to get it.
No.
You were happy with that.
I get, as someone that grew up vegetarian, I only want one option in life of like foods. I want, as soon as there's more than one option on a menu, I get overwhelmed.
You want some instruction.
So I would have walked around that for like half an hour.
Okay,
and
perfect
then.
So it was perfect. It went down a storm with me.
Same, it was delicious.
Agreed, the salad was really good.
Yeah.
I love a pickled vegetable
everything.
Vibe.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a moment at the weekend. Sorry, I will wrap this up quickly.
No.
Where, as I was greeting people, basically, I just had a huge, like a share bag of pickled onion
Space Raiders. Famously. I can't believe you like those are your go-to
I love
crisps.
Them. Well, I just saw them in there. So my favourite, my top tier pickled onion crisp would be a Monster Munch.
Yeah.
But since the Space Raiders were there and they were cheaper, I thought, let's do
Space
that.
Space Raider is a bit harder than Monster Munch.
Yes.
Monster Munch is crumbly.
Yes, there's a different texture
kind of
there.
Just powder.
Yeah.
Shaped into a claw.
Wow. Love
God,
them.
I haven't had one of those in years.
I love them. Well, disaster struck, had a huge bag of pickled onion Space Raiders, and then everyone turned up.
No.
So I had to hug everyone and kiss everyone and say hi.
And I bet you were saying, I've just seen a bag of Space Raiders.
Yes, took the words out of my mouth. I said, I'm so sorry, I stink of pickled onion. But people said, no, you smell good. And I said, okay, thanks.
I knew that you would have to address it.
It's the sort of thing. I mean, I'm not going to leave it unsaid.
No.
It doesn't go without saying.
The worst thing would be you leave. Didn't Erin just stink of pickled
onion crisps? Bad.
That's
bad,
yeah.
Bad, bad. Yeah,
it's like, almost.
I'll say it before you do.
I stink of pickled
Yeah, exactly. Now what?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now what?
I've
now what can
it.
You say to me? Yeah, yeah, I'm owning it. I stink of pickled
like,
onion.
I, and
now
I happen
what?
To agree. I did it
Give
on
me
purpose.
Your worst. Yeah, exactly. What now?
Yeah.
So, separate note, Joe Keery.
Yeah.
Did you start introducing that a minute ago?
The topic today is Joe Keery.
On everyone's minds.
And genuinely, I think he is on everybody's minds. So
is he?
I really am going to be upset if he is.
I mean, you asked about him and he was on my mind. Or he had been on my mind like a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Why? How come he didn't mention it?
Because it wasn't that big of a deal. It was quite fleeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we keep each other abreast informed of our crushes. If there's a new painful guy on the scene,
it wasn't
painful.
It wasn't painful.
Okay.
I was just having a kind of small vision of a life with him.
Go on. Tell me more. It sounds delightful.
Well, so then I was kind of, I'll explain to you as well.
A small vision of a life with him.
Exactly. Oh, it's
and
nothing
I
much.
I know exactly what you
just
mean.
Just a vision of my life
with this man. From Chicago.
Who I'm not interested in, really. But what I was saying to you and what I'll fully explain is, I feel like he is, for someone in our world, if you're living in you're a similar age bracket to us, you're whatever.
You've seen Stranger Things. You've obviously seen Stranger Things.
I think, it's easily done. You could see how someone might get themselves a bit lost in the idea of, like, he seems pretty doable in terms of, like, not just fuckable.
Boy,
I mean, like, he seems like that could happen.
Attainable. Attainable, but still aspirational.
I mean, he just, yeah. So,
he's divine.
So I kind of got a bit, it took me for a second there, but it wasn't hitting me the way that I think it might be hitting you.
No, it's not hitting me in a big way.
Okay.
I've had...
Maybe that's where he sits then.
Maybe he sits in like almost...
He's quite pleasant to like...
It's a pleasant crush. It's not heart-wrenching.
It's not... You're not gutted.
It's not... Do you know what it is?
Give or take it.
No, I could take it.
I could take it, but if I lost it, like...
I couldn't give it away.
Really?
Maybe I could.
Do you know what?
Because if you were with Joe Keery, I'd be happy for you. Whereas if you were with Josh Hutcherson, I'd stab you.
if I was with Josh Hutcherson, permission to be stabbed, that would be so insanely out of order. I think everyone listening would have to come and stab
me. It would be such a betrayal.
It would be honestly.
What would you do if I got with Jacob Elordi? I could be his Joey King.
No, I'd say yeah, good for you. Because
would you? Would you not be... No, you'd hate me.
I wouldn't hate you. I would feel bad because I'd think, have I not made you uncomfortable because you know that I had a big crush on your
But you'd
your
still
boyfriend.
Have some pride.
Some pride? Hell, Jesus. I'd be fucking ecstatic.
Yeah, I'd be so proud of you. I would also be proud of you if you go with Josh Hutcherson.
Proud, which is funny. My greatest achievement.
Well, it's almost like, God, how did you manoeuvre that?
Josh Hutcherson is a big win because it's like, God, you've crossed the seas. Yeah, and conquered.
You have, and you've crossed franchises here. You've gone into a dystopian world.
You've kind of crossed decades. It's like, God, you went back in 2014 to pick that guy up.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
Jacob Elordi, I could see that happening for you.
Thanks so much. I don't think it could. I think he'd need to go back into his...
Kissing booth.
Kissing booth theory. I think I could align with the Joey King, but I think I would struggle to align with a Kai Gerber.
Well, look, everybody's different, hey?
Everybody's different.
He obviously, I don't think he's all that.
I don't either. I actually don't think I would go for him, which I'm not here to say I would turn him down, but he's not for me. I don't look at him and die.
See, I didn't because of Euphoria. I thought he was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. And then I watched Saltburn, which ruined my life.
That one shot where he's like God with the sun behind him.
God.
That changes things, doesn't it? Or seeing him with Harry Potter in his hands.
Life changing. What do you mean Harry Potter? Oh, right, yeah.
Not Daniel Radcliffe, the book. There's a bit where
with
he's...
the baby Harry Potter on Privet Drive.
Yeah,
okay.
No, seeing him with the book Harry Potter.
In his hands.
You know that that's fictional.
Harry Potter, the book?
Yeah, he's holding the book in the film Saltburn and it's quite hot.
No one said anything, unfortunately.
No replies. Oh my God, I was actually thinking about replies and stuff this morning. So when I was driving to the studio, driving to the station to get to the studio, it's a long trek to get here.
Mm.
I didn't have time to plug in my phone and like put on music.
Mm.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll listen to the fucking radio.
Okay.
Which I'm not really a fan of.
No, I can tell by the look on
Just,
your face.
I'm going to specifically say Radio 1. Some of the music that's played on there, I just think... It reminds me of when I worked in an office and it was just on all day.
Actually, though, I was in the car at the weekend and I literally said this exact thing. I was like, what is the radio doing these days?
Well, it's weird.
Not to kind of, like, play into the thing of, like, we're a podcast and who would do radio. But, like, I was...
What is it?
Unless you're... where's Jade at?
Unless you're Jade and you are at... I think she's at Kiss.
That's what I thought, but it's embarrassing to get it wrong.
She's with Jordan Banjo and Perry.
Unless you're doing something. I don't know. I wasn't listening to Kiss. I was listening to Magic and Smooth and
Heart
and all this. Like every single one, I was like,
what is this?
I don't know. You just, well, I guess, have to be caught at the right moment.
On Radio 1 this morning, this is like breakfast hours, sort of prime time slot. Yeah. Greg James, the DJ, the famously British guy, if you know him.
We saw him.
When? Oh, yeah, he looked amazing with Paddy McGuinness.
Paddy looked amazing.
Did Greg not look good?
I think he did look good, yeah.
But not as good as Paddy McGuinness.
Nobody looks as good as Paddy. Nobody's jugs are bigger than Annette's.
Nobody's quite glowing like
he
Paddy McGuinness was
glowing.
That day. But yeah, Greg James this morning, I listened to about 5 minutes of this and he said, okay, it's our 10-minute takeover. It's your time. You get to send in songs you want us to play. Is there a song you want to hear this morning? It could just really do the trick.
Oh,
and I was thinking, if I had a song I really wanted to listen, the last thing I did was texting Greg James. Can you
it's
play
going around
it?
The house a bit. It's taking the long way home.
I would just, now we live in an era, just play that fucking song. Like, it's and then intriguing. I was thinking, do people get a kick out of the song they want to be played being on the radio?
It's a bit Ross and Rachel. It's a bit like...
Yeah.
There's something romantic, I guess, but yeah, it's definitely of a bygone era.
Then he was reading that he was like, right, okay, I'll give a few minutes to let some submissions come in.
Okay.
Oh, just give it a bit longer. Oh, okay, we'll just give it a little bit
skipping
longer.
Skipping Sophie and Wing.
Totally.
Is anybody here?
Where he was like, okay, and the first song is, and there was a little bit of pause, and I think he made up a song because I think no one had written in.
That's
I don't
bad.
Know if it's true, but it was some random song, and I thought, genuinely, there must be under five submissions. No way.
Yeah,
who, when they're like driving to work or at work, quick, I've just got to text Greg James to play this song.
The thing I'm doing on the radio is Capital Give Me the Cash or whatever.
Oh yeah, I remember that. What is that?
That's that thing where you have to
shout Capital give me the cash.
You have to answer the phone, say Capital Give Me the Cash, and then it's like your doctor or something giving you an appointment. Or
but who would do that?
Everybody's doing that, I think.
You're back in 2010.
Back in 2010. Digging out. Okay, so...
We're talking about types.
Yeah, we haven't made that obvious. So we put on the Instagram story, which, as I have said, it's the best place to find us.
Steffi and Wynn.
In terms of getting your submissions in Greg James style.
Get them in quick. 10-minute takeover, guys. Is there something you want us to say? Send it in.
We said, what's your romantic type? And then put brackets. And what does that say about you? Mm. Which I think is fun.
Yeah.
And this person said, I'm going to be frank, it's the only submission so far.
Yeah, okay. Well, it has been a few minutes. As in, it's only been a few minutes. And also, middle of the working day, let's give us that.
So true.
Everyone else at work.
Everyone else is so civilised. Exactly. This person said, ever since I got cheated on, I've been an avoidant man-eater. And then they put brackets, Fleabag era.
Oh, I love that.
An avoidant
man-eater. I'm manifesting a hot priest for you right now.
I've actually been thinking so much about the hot priest recently.
That one's painful.
Really?
Big time.
You know
painful.
What I think is painful is saying to someone, I love you, and they go, it'll pass.
No, he says it as well. He says, I love you too at the end.
It'll pass is like...
No, it's everything.
It stabbed me up, I think.
He says it too, though.
I don't like it'll pass.
I love it.
It makes me... You can't see my face right now, but I'm grimacing. I'm thinking, what's wrong with you, loser?
It's made my tummy go all funny. I've just like
what now?
Butterflies.
Ew, God, get
it.
Away from
it. It just makes me go, oh, I love
no,
it.
I don't love it. Okay, so I find the hot priest, like, I like the charisma and I like the vibe. It's not doing that much
Whoa.
For me. Yeah.
Really? Mm. Why not?
He's too short.
What the
first
fuck?
Of all. Second of all, I don't mean to be rude, but he's a priest. Gonna work.
You're
I've got enough religious trauma going on.
Yeah, but you're describing his charm.
I don't. Short is not charm to me personally.
He has so much charm. He's literally got like a receding hairline. Is really short, and he's so hot. His charisma is working literally overtime.
I don't like the bit where he knocks everything over in the church.
I love that bit where I'm just that Jennifer
bumbling.
The bug.
Ooh, God.
I love that. And then he says, "Do you want a G&T?" And it's like, oh.
That's not hot. None of this is hot to me. It's making me sick. I love the vibe of it, in theory.
Yeah.
But it's not getting me there, personally.
Oh, God, I love him.
But I like to hear that someone's in their Fleabag era, just because I think it's it gives such an ownership.
Big time.
But avoidant doesn't give an ownership.
So wait, what did they say? They were in their avoidant something-something era. Man-eater.
Avoidant man-eater ever since they got cheated on.
Yeah. hell yeah. Because I think there's a few ways you can go after something like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think avoidant man-eater is probably one of the better options.
Right. Okay. I think it's like better than the pits.
Well, at least it's having fun. It's not terrified. It might be slightly like dismissive and cruel. But I also think, look, after you've been through something like that, anything that isn't just like literally retreating into a box and crying all day, I think good for you.
Being cheated on is really, really, really
out of order.
Majorly fucked up. Like that would really majorly knock someone's sense of self. Very
trust.
Yeah, trust.
Genuinely like trust.
I know I say this all the time, it's like boring. But I almost think in the ways that like, for example, let's take the common workplace. If I turn up to my workplace and say, what's the thing that could happen? But like, I don't want to manifest it. So something kind of not that bad.
Like, I don't even know.
Just like, for example, go into work. Oh, X, Y, and Z person has died. So I need to take the rest of the day off. Perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, death is pretty extreme. But say, I'm getting a divorce from my husband of 10 years. It's like, okay, you know what, Susan? Take the day off.
Yeah.
Take the day off, okay?
Even a day, it's like, come on, can take a week off, Susan?
Do you think?
I don't think you can. Susan, that is outrageous that you're expected to go to work 2 days
I think Susan's taking a day off, and then I think she might be working from home if she can for like a couple of days as a stretch, and then we'll see her back in next week and it's all back to normal. And she's saying, you know what, I want to be distracted anyway. I want to be busy. I want to, you know, keep going.
She does.
And it is good in a sense, but anyway,
yeah,
just almost like the way that, for example, you're cheated on, and I'm assuming you're young, you look young and sprightly,
yeah,
and you get cheated on, I just think it's not treated with enough
as serious as it is.
Yeah, I think it's treated
as a breakup. I think of just like, yeah, we broke up, and then later it comes out, oh, why, oh, because he cheated on me, or whatever.
Breakup even is pretty significant stuff.
Of course it is.
People to be going through.
I think it ending in an unfair way like that, it's like,
it's particularly harrowing.
It's like,
but this is why I could never be a business owner, because it's like, everyone, I'd be like, take the day off. Susan, go home. Susan, honestly, you're redundant. Take this big payout.
Honestly, you've let's got all a raise.
Chill out. Guys, just let's, wouldn't this be nicer Susan. If we were just all at home? Like, why don't we all just
Shall
leave
we just
and go
stop
home?
This? Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible in here.
Do you recognize a pattern in the people that you seek out?
It's changing.
We spoke about this actually.
Did we?
We briefly touched on this because you said that your type had kind of shifted.
Yeah. I've already spoken about it, but I definitely surprised myself recently with someone that I was interested in.
Who? Oh, okay. Recently.
Cut him out. Well,
Yeah. No, I thought it was someone more recent.
Oh, no, not more
off
recent.
The back of
but,
it.
But then
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
I think off the back of him, there have been loads of people that I have been surprised
Opened
by.
Opened your eyes.
Yeah, and I think actually we often just mimic whoever we've most recently been with, sort of thing. Like, there have been so many times where I've been like, I fancy this kind of guy. And it's like, no, that's just the guy that you last dated's lookalike.
Mm.
Like, there are so many cases. If I look through my histories, I think I've stuck with a certain type, yeah, a little bit, and then it shifts a bit, and then I stick with that type, and then I think I just move around a bit. But they always have brown hair.
Oh, really? Not James Acaster?
Yeah, but he's not...
he's an anomaly.
He's not sort of fuckable to me.
He's a kind of phenomenon.
No, but he's not actually fancy. I don't fancy
well,
him.
Well, you say that, but...
I'm in love with him.
I've seen you envisioning a life with him.
No, but I don't fancy him.
You do in some way, though, surely.
Yeah, I do, but it's different. It's just a different thing. It's different. I think my type, if I am going to box it into that, it's always brown hair.
Okay, but what about
eyes.
Not physically then? What about like personality wise?
Funny.
Are they funny? Boy. Just checking.
No. They're dry as a bone, some of these people.
You're funny.
Oh, I don't know.
So I think then when you're with them, you're laughing.
The most attractive trait, I think, is sense of humour.
Me too.
Hands down.
Me too.
Yeah.
I recently saw a really interesting... So it was actually like technically a psychological study, but it was on a TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was really beautifully presented. And I've seen so many TikToks from this thing, and I don't know what it's called now. God, sunshine.
Oh my God. Suddenly become divided this room.
And this TikTok, basically, it was like A, B, C or D. And it was kind of four faces, and it was variations of like four versions of what looked to be like the same man, but just slightly kind of shifted like one's kind of eyes a bit. So four versions of the same guy, right?
So fascinating.
And it was like, right, 10 seconds, count down like quickly, which one of these would you find most attractive? Which one of these would you most like to go on a date with? Whatever, which one? A, B, C or D? And I saw it and I was like, immediately A.
Oh my God, I have to see A.
Should I try and find it?
Yeah.
I should at least try and find the TikTok because I actually think the... account is really good.
I wish you hadn't told me it was A now, and I would be like, oh, which one? Well, let's see.
Okay, well, let me try and find it. But also, so let me tell the story
first. Yeah, go on.
And then I'll wrap it up by saying, hopefully, what the account is, if I can find it. A, B, C, or D. I was like, definitely A. Like, it's not going to be B. Yikes. C or D. God.
You don't even
want to
see B.
How low am I? Yeah. Down in the depths. I'm picking A, B, C, or D. I'm picking A for sure.
Yeah.
Like, there was no question for me. And I looked through the comments and everyone was like, it's obviously D. It's obviously B. Like, oh my God. Like, there was a huge kind of...
Oh my God.
There was no clear winner from what I could see. There wasn't like a clear consensus of who was the most fuckable fake man.
Yeah.
And
was he hot, the picture of the man?
He was like, all right. I don't know.
It's kind of guy.
It's kind of like what you would make up of like a criminal. It's like wanted.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a generated.
Sort of
yeah. But to me, it was so obviously A. And then they were talking about the kind of characteristics or like personality traits that we attribute to certain features.
Oh,
so it was like, if you chose A... You, with kind of like wider eyes or you are, and mine A was like, you like kind of someone quite free and outgoing and lights and all of this stuff.
Oh my God, just find this now. I have to see him.
Yeah, and it was like talking about the traits that you kind of prioritize or that you're attracted to.
Wow. Now I'm scared I'm going to see A and be like, you're a freak.
I find the psychology of facial features very interesting.
Yeah. It's like with cartoon characters and stuff, like if they've got spiky features, it's usually a villain. If it's got round features, it's usually sort of a fluffy, kind character.
Mm.
And how if you draw like a sort of character with big pupils,
you'll
love it.
Yeah. I think it might be deleted.
Oh, that's gutting. Yeah, no, it's fine.
I think it's
if anyone else finds it, send it our way.
How interesting.
That's fascinating. God, I really want to see it. So if someone finds it...
Which I thought was really interesting because all of the other options were like, oh, you want someone like determined or like serious or safe or like all of that. Just really interesting things. I hate to bring the parents into it, but I just think the things I think about and the things that I want and the things that I'm scared of and the way that I perceive things, everything comes down.
It does.
To my mum and dad, like always.
And just like early...
experiences.
Stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I just don't think I'm unique enough to have much beyond what I was shown literally as a child.
Yeah.
Like, I really do think that is kind of the crux, is like, there are the things that I'm most driven by is the idea of like, I can't let that happen, or
totally,
I don't want that, or I don't want
this.
Or is
it subconscious? It's almost like you don't even recognize you're doing it, but you're
living it.
You're going towards certain things because they remind you of a certain
Nick Miller.
Thing.
Nick Miller.
Oh, Nick Miller.
Stardew Shane. She's got issues.
You talking about me?
Just throwing it out. Just people.
There were
general.
Definitely some moments with.
Talking about me. I'm talking about.
Well, you mentioned girls. Two of my crushes, right?
Yeah.
Then.
Nick Miller, yeah, Nick Miller. Nick Miller. Jesus Christ. I mean.
I watched New Girl yesterday and I thought.
It hits every time.
He is so hot.
It hits every time. He's perfect.
Because also, Nick Miller's a funny one because the episode I watched last night, she is with Dr. Alex.
Sam.
Dr. Sam, not Dr. Alex. He's from Love Island. Dr. Sam.
Dr. Alex.
Who objectively. He's like a pediatric doctor.
He's a doctor, yeah.
He like, and they're all like, Dr. Sam, we love you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you couldn't be more perfect. Like, you are like good looking, very tall.
Very tall.
Very kind as well, man.
Yeah, generally quite good.
Who kids love. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Saving children's lives.
Yeah, exactly. But Jesus. Somehow his dryness, the fact he's got no sense of humour or anything, it's just like, okay, so how come this guy right next to him, Nick Miller, who's kind of dirty,
kind of
no money,
a
like,
foot shorter than
shorter, with kind of a world's most crooked nose, but is just so perfect. And it's like, perfect. Oh my God, like it's genuinely all in the
charisma.
The charisma,
the movement,
the power.
The hot priest.
And this is exactly the hot priest. It's like, it is nothing to do with his job or how he looks or anything. It's someone say, it's her saying, no one's asked me a question in 45 minutes, so what do you do? And the look he gives, it's like, it's
Yikes.
All in that.
Oh God, it's if you that. Haven't seen Fleabag ever,
it makes me feel sick.
You really do need to.
Season 2 in particular is just a whole piece.
I think you could do the whole stretch in a day
easily. But I think season 2, it's just like, that is a movie.
It's lifted
that whole
yeah.
season is just like, that is
something
it just
special.
Stands for itself. It's like, never bring these characters back. Just let that be it. Oh, my God.
Divine.
I actually feel sick, actually, a little bit after thinking of that.
Oh, God.
I love him.
Didn't know that I could do that to you. I'm sorry.
No, I think it's just the way...
He is.
Just the looks that he gives. It's all in those tiny little moments.
He really sees her.
And when he
to be seen.
Looks at the audience. It's like, ah!
That's too much.
I love it. When she's like, his beautiful neck.
Oh, he's like, what?
He's like, you just said his beautiful neck.
It's so iconic. You just said
his beautiful neck.
Oh, God.
What else is in? Have we had anything else in?
There's a couple more.
Okay, go on.
Literally. It's like, is anybody here? Is anybody out
there?
Are
we suddenly flopping? Oh, God.
In our flop era. Okay, this person said, my brother's best friend, when they put in brackets. I don't want to know what that means for me, peeking behind the eyes. We were actually just kind of talking about, I guess,
dynamics.
Yeah, it's kind of taboo, it's kind of forbidden, it's kind of, there's something in like the
your brother's best friend,
yeah,
or like your sort of co-workers,
yeah, for whatever reason. Oh, it just can't happen.
It's gonna make them more desirable.
And Romeo and Juliet, famously,
star-crossed.
Love story.
It's beautiful.
Star-crossed.
But I think that's just the blueprint of everything, really. I think if there needs to be some element of...
a push and pull, some sort of tension.
There needs to be.
What's your favourite
trope? Oh, God. I think it is enemies to lovers.
Really? I only like an enemy in a very specific way.
Yeah, I don't want it if it's some, like, they were literally, like, cruel and evil to you.
I don't want them, like... talking down about me.
But I want them
to be obsessed with me the whole time.
No, they are.
But they don't
so
know
much
that
so
they're
that
obsessed.
It's going against
exactly.
their like life. It's like they're
the House Montague.
Yeah, it's going against their family.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to get into
going
a duel
against their religion,
about this.
Maybe. Yeah. Or against anything.
I think it's like it needs to be that they can't be with you. They can't do it, but they just have to. That's just oh God.
Whoa. Pure power. Oscar Wilde and famously Robert California. Everything is about sex. Apart from
oh God, I
sex.
Thought he was hot.
Absolutely not. Imagine.
That actually like shocked me a bit.
Maybe the most unhot
the worst move.
If you haven't seen The Office, just type in quickly if you don't mind. Can I just take your phone a sec? I need to type something in. You need to see this. Robert California.
Is bad.
And just leave that there.
And that was the worst decision ever made, actually.
But I do love that he says everything is about sex, because he's right.
Ugh. He's disgusting.
I reference him a lot.
You do.
Robert California. But he's right, Oscar Wilde.
He always wears like a tucked in polo top. Ooh. Which, fun fact about me, you must already know this.
You guys know this.
I've got a phobia of polo tops.
Yeah.
And Robert California always wears one. And
she's not joking, by the way.
No, it's like a serious phobia.
It's serious.
It's really
One time
bad.
I made Teffy a calendar, like a yearly calendar.
No, I don't even want to talk about this.
And on October, I was like, what can I do for October? Like, spooky. I just put loads of polo tops and put Happy Halloween on it.
And I couldn't even look at that page. I left it on September.
Pretty weird thing for me to
No, it was so nice, but there was such a bad thing about that calendar.
We've said this before, but
crushes.
So I made Steffi this. Was it for your birthday?
It
must
for
have been
my
for like the end of the year.
Yeah.
I made a calendar for
the next year,
2021.
Maybe 2021, maybe 2022. I don't know.
And it was full of each month was like
a different photo of me.
Really
like
embarrassing.
Really weird. But it was very much photos of me kind of doing weird things. She like photoshopped me into like one was like looking through binoculars at someone. Like it was really quite weird.
I'd edited like in the reflection of the binoculars. These people.
Really weird.
Really incriminating.
And then on February. No, wait. No, I'm scared you're going to tell this.
I won't.
No names.
Okay. I don't even know his name anymore.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
No, because you might because the last time you remember you nearly forgot to cut it out. Only
no.
It was me that nearly forgot to cut
it
out.
Yeah,
it
was you.
And then
I would
listened
never.
Back and it heard his name.
What is his name though? I keep going to say this isn't him. Jack Edwards.
Jack Edwards.
Isn't that the book guy?
Well,
it wasn't him. It was basically guy. Oh yeah. I had forgotten his name. This guy that basically Steffi had a huge crush on in school.
I didn't know. You've already got it so wrong.
It's so
dumb. You've got it wrong.
Just immediately like no,
because I really didn't.
Yeah, it was this guy that I basically have the joke, and I'm still running it. Obviously, that Steffi was in love with this guy from her primary.
Secondary school. And if you're from my secondary school, don't even bother guessing because it's not even. It's the most irrelevant name that Wing latched onto.
And so for February, I was like, what can I do for Valentine's Day? Like, she's got so many loves, as you know, famously.
Oh, so many. And the calendar was filled with my loves. You put them
everywhere. Really was. It was full to the brim. There was there were some hits in there.
Yeah, there were.
Smash hits.
Yeah.
And in February, I was like, what can I do? So I pulled on.
She went on this guy's face.
I went on Steffi's. I went on.
You pull out his profile picture.
I went through his profile picture looking for the right one.
Oh my god, it's actually awful, this poor guy.
It's really bad. So I knew his name, obviously. Which you guys, I can't announce, unfortunately.
No.
It doesn't matter. He's irrelevant.
It's quite a name, though.
It's such a name. It's kind of Steven Spielberg. Doesn't it have the same energy?
God, I really need a wee. I was about to wet myself for a bit. Oh, God.
So I went on his Facebook to find the right photo, and I put like hearts in the background, maybe.
It was like, really over the top. It wasn't just some hearts. It was like a heart bonanza with this guy's face.
And maybe I wrote on it like to...
I think you said like to my Valentine or something. It was really embarrassing.
It's really insane. And
she posted it to my home address.
Put it in the calendar. And then I posted that calendar to the home address. Heard nothing. So I was a bit confused.
Mm.
Got it sent again. Alack. Somewhere in Oxford town, I assume.
There is
a spare calendar with Steffi's name on it.
And photos of me all over it. And then you open it to February. There's a picture of this poor guy to my Valentine. Which, to be honest, this guy would be very surprised to see himself in there. And as previously stated, I live in a very small town.
So funny.
That if this got into the wrong hands, if it just went to the wrong road, someone would know me and someone would know him.
It's also weird of me to do it. It's like...
I would have to say that was like, oh, sorry, that's from my stalker. Like, something like, she's crazy. I don't know that girl.
Oh my God, it hurts.
Like, that's a properly weird thing.
That
if someone
really
in
fun.
My town has that, That's a real
make yourself known.
No, because that's a crazy thing to own.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I've got it.
Calendar. It's
love
very
it.
Funny.
The front photo was a picture of me and James Acaster in the. It was like a mirror selfie of me.
Oh my god!
And then James Acaster in the background looked so real.
I remember.
Remember
that.
The one you did as well of Draco and me.
Why do I do this?
We were too old look for this to
so
be my
real. It's embarrassing.
No, but you made it look like a film photo and it looked so oh, you wow. blurred it up a little bit so it looked really real.
Wow. God, I had a lot of time on my hands.
It was pandemic times.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
God, lost my head.
Yeah, and I lost my head seeing it. And when I saw February, I was fuming. So how dare you send that to my home, to my town?
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, awful.
I had the time of my life making
yeah, so,
that.
Yeah, so nice. Well, seeing it was so fun.
And we brought that up because of him, because of your Valentine.
No, why did we bring that up?
No idea. Well, should we? Yeah. Should we just go there?
Should we leave it there? Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys. Well, this was being quite weird. I liked this.
I would love to know your type and like what you think it says about you.
Should we do the next episode on types again? Because we're going to start doing...
Yeah. Should we tell you on Thursday?
We'll tell you on Thursday. No, this is going up on a Thursday.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.